Chapter 1, Chasing Unicorns, Callings, and Perfect Decisions. The one aim of the call of God is the satisfaction of God, not a call to do something for him. Oswald Chambers, My Utmost for His Highest. Last year, I performed comedy for a women's conference at a small church in Baltimore, Maryland. After the show, a young woman hovered around my book table, glancing through the pages of the two advice books for teens that I had co-written while in my 20s. Now that I'm in my 30s, I laugh at myself for thinking I had anything figured out in my 20s. I'm also relatively certain when I hit my 40s, I'll look back at this book and realize I had no clue about anything. Feeling confident about your choice of reading material yet? Do you have any advice books for someone in their early 20s? The young woman asked. Not yet, I told her, but I'm hoping to write one eventually. If you do, I'll read it, she said. We continued chatting, and I learned she was in community college and didn't really have a plan for her life. She explained how all her friends had moved on to bigger universities, gotten married, or reached other exciting milestones, and she was still trying to figure things out. On top of that, her friendships had changed as everyone in her circle had moved into their next phase of life. She felt lonely and isolated. Even church was difficult because while people asked about her life, they rarely invested in it. They offered vague solutions to her problems while her soul cried out for deeper meaning and connection. Then she asked a question that I get fairly often at events, but it still always surprises me. When did you know that comedy was your calling? She asked. Honestly, I'm still not sure it's my long-term calling, I told her. I love it and can't believe I get to do it for a living, but I'm not sure I'm meant to do it forever. Really? She asked, a spark of hope in her eye. That's weirdly encouraging because it feels like everyone except for me has found this big calling, and I'm the only one stuck figuring out what I'm supposed to do with my life. God's will and calling. We don't often think about what God is calling us to do in the smaller, ordinary areas of life. For example, I've never once asked God what he was calling me to eat for breakfast. For all the intermittent fasters, just pretend this whole analogy is about the one meal you do eat, which I guess would still technically be breakfast. I'm hungry in the morning, so I pick something that sounds good. I know I'll get another shot at breakfast in 24 hours, and therefore, I don't overthink it. I also know choosing something relatively healthy sets me up for a better day, but unless I decide to eat a bowl of glass shards, the immediate consequences of a poor breakfast choice aren't too far-reaching. I may feel queasy or lethargic if I consume half a cake and a liter of Mountain Dew, but I know I can redeem myself at the next meal, should I choose to do so. All that to say, I don't spend a ton of time wondering if the heart of God longs for me to eat a bagel or yogurt for breakfast. In bigger life decisions, however, we tend to do the opposite. We think, rethink, and overanalyze what God might be calling us to do, probably because we know the long-term consequences of picking a career, a spouse, or where to live are much further reaching than simply adding a vegetable to our next meal. While it's wise to approach big decisions with thought and prayer, we sometimes put too much pressure on ourselves to perfectly discern God's calling and make flawless decisions. In our day and age, we most frequently associate the word calling with our occupation. We feel called to medicine or missions or teaching or engineering and devote a lot of time, energy, and resources establishing ourselves in a certain field. We'll talk more specifically about work in Chapter 4, but in order to understand and appreciate the purpose of our job-related efforts, we must first understand God's ultimate call to his children, the call to holiness. The Bible has some pretty specific things to say about this calling. He has told you, O man, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you, but to do justice, and to love kindness, and to walk humbly with your God. Micah chapter 6, verse 8. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18. For this is the will of God, your sanctification. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 3.